Meanwhile, Russia has accused the United States of illegally building up its troops in Eastern Europe, close to Russian border. The Russian Defense Ministry said the U.S. has deployed an entire armored division in Poland and the Baltic region in breach of a pact between Moscow and NATO. According to a ministry spokesman, the violation occurred while Russia was busy conducting joint military drills with neighboring Belarus. Major General Igor Konashenkov added the move was under the pretext of a planned Russia incursion right from the State of Zapad 2017 drills. Moscow has long warned the U.S.-led NATO alliance against its military and missile deployment in Eastern Europe, saying they pose a serious threat to Russia's security. Joining us live now from Rhode Island is Professor Vladimir Goldstein of Brown University, and he's joining us live now by Skype. Professor Goldstein, essentially it seems Russia is accusing the U.S. of taking advantage of the fact that it was carrying out drills, and it's encroached on territory it's not supposed to have.
Yes, I think, you know, the pattern is sort of familiar and clear. You know, Russians are absolutely free to do these military exercises within their borders, and in fact, they should do them, because we know that NATO moves closer and closer to Russian borders. You know, original idea was that they would move east from Germany. But now they're not only, you know, in Germany, they're in Poland, they're in Baltics and so on. So Russians are justifiably sort of, you know, concerned, and they, you know, doing their exercises. However, these military exercises are used as a for Western politicians from Poland, from Baltic, from NATO countries to sort of start, you know, scaring their own population, scaring, you know, military, and demanding more counter acts. That's why they sort of conducted their exercise. But furthermore, not only they conducted their, you know, exercises on the territory of Poland, according to Russian Minister of Defense, they were supposed to rotate this brigade, bring it for exercises, then leave. But they didn't leave. They now, in fact, they sort of, instead of having a brigade, they already have the capability of a division, because they, a lot of equipment stay. So what it tells us is that Russians monitoring the situation. They have enough now sophisticated equipment to know what's going on, and they are calling NATO on that, saying enough already, enough using the same technique, we can read through that. So that's what Russians are doing.
So in a sense, do you think, Professor Goldstein, that the NATO tests Russia by these sorts of moves, sees how aware it is of what's happening close to its borders?
They not only test, but I think they use it as a provocation, because, you know, if Russia begins to do something and answer in kind, then Western and NATO politicians would use it as a pretext to demand more military, more responses. They always can ask very obedient, very subservient Baltic and Polish politicians who would declare we're in danger from Russia, and how many times they can milk the same cow. That was surprising. But they're doing it. They're using it. They're using the scare, and then they convince, you know, European and American population, oh, Russians are dangerous. Let's pay, give more money to Pentagon. Let's give more money to NATO. So sooner or later, that should stop, because, you know, I think the world sees that Russians are primarily doing defensive stuff. And you know, while the West is sort of creating this situation of fear and paranoia and, you know, building up a military industrial complex for no reason. And furthermore, the rest of the world sees it. China sees it, Iran sees it, many countries recognize this technique, and it's not working anymore.
For real, Professor Goldstein, we'll leave it there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your sharing your insight with us.